Growing up, everybody used to tell us, you've got some bad habits, young man. You better change those or you won't amount to anything in your life. I've heard that all the time. Well, here I am. Bad habits you want to keep. These are things that are bad habits, but they have a good side to them. Number one, television. The good side of TV, watching TV. Angie, are you listening to this?
I am.
When you watch shows that exercise your mind, it can make you smarter. The bad, you can turn into a couch potato and watch TV so much while your family does other things. At that point, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Number two, Facebook. What is good about Facebook? Well, this is, Carrie, you've always said this about Facebook that's good. What do you think it is?
That's good?
Yes.
Because it keeps you in touch with people that you haven't seen in a long time.
Yes, absolutely. Facebook can help you deepen relationships and connect with people from the past that you've lost touch with. However, the bad part is when you spend so much time on Facebook that you neglect your work, family, or household chores. The third bad habit to keep, gossip. When we gossip about other people, it can make us less critical of our own lives. A celebrity's third trip to the rehab or neighbor's failed marriage can make you realize that you are doing just fine. Oh. I never looked at it like that.
That's why I love hot guys.
Wow.
That's why I watch trash TV. I'm like, okay.
Well, you know.
Time's all right over here.
Yeah.
So-and-so's splitting up, man. I guess it could be worse. Wow. The bad part of gossip, though, if you indulge in high-calorie Java drinks, they can make... that's the wrong one. The bad part of gossip, if you spread vicious stories about someone else that could be potentially damaging, then it's time to stop.
You don't want to do that.
Right, so there's your limit. All right, number four, coffee. Regular consumption is good for you.
I'm drinking it as we speak.
And it's you know, every week there's another study about, well, you know, moderate coffee. The bad part of coffee, as I just mentioned, if you indulge in too many high-calorie drinks, they can make you gain weight since they're packed with caffeine and calories both.
Yeah.
And finally, the bad habit you want to keep, being messy. It's good, like if your desk is a pile of papers... in your moderately disorganized, you tend to be more creative and efficient.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And if the bad thing is when you can't find anything and, you know, you can't even find, you know, your jeans, then it's a problem.
Did you purposely save that one for last?
Why?
Because, Angie, before you got here, there was a point in which our boss, Lee Tobin, who rules the station gym.
With an iron fist.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Where he would come by and he would tell Jim, you got to clean up your desk. It was a mess. It was piled high. Literally, there was like this pile in the middle of the desk, just full of junk. Full of junk.
Is that why Jim doesn't have a desk
That's
anymore?
Right. That's exactly what I was going to say.
It's obviously before my time because I've worked here 10 years almost, and I've never seen Jim with a desk.
I don't have a desk. They took it away from me. But you know what? My theory is valid. And anybody listening, I can guarantee you that people who are listening to this right now who are going to work and have not a disorganized or messy desk or work area, I can almost guarantee you that those people contribute the most to their organization. If those people left, everything would fall apart.
Yeah, because nobody could find anything to replace them.
Okay, all right.
Don't start your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.